Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with enhancement.com/blueprint.
Curbing inflation doesn't make things cheaper, but a few things are cheaper. Inflation is moderating. Last week we saw the consumer price index going up 2.4% in a year versus 2.7% as calculated a month earlier. So prices are still going up, and we often figure nothing ever actually goes down in price. An exception is gasoline, down 7.5% in a year. Not by a lot, 20 cents a gallon on average, but enough to buy yourself a king-size bag of peanut M&Ms on a typical fill-up. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Prices are still rising on most consumer goods more than the Fed wants. By contrast, says Nationwide economist Kathy Bustjancic,
gasoline prices have been deflating. Regular now is below $3 a gallon.
The reason is basic economics, says Gernot Wagner at Columbia Business School.
Supply up, demand down, prices go down.
OPEC is boosting oil production, while the U.S. plans to flood the world market with Venezuelan crude. Meanwhile, as electric vehicle adoption spreads globally, it throttles gasoline demand, all of which translates to lower gas prices for U.S. consumers. Here's Stephen Cates at Bankrate.
I think the impact is very much mental for most people. Talking to my father, he said, wow, gas prices are so low now. This is great.
But that positive sentiment might not boost overall consumer confidence or spending much, says Johnny Sawyer at polling firm Ipsos.
Even though gas prices are down year over year, other prices are up, you know, housing, groceries.
Also, electricity up 6% and natural gas up nearly 10% since last year. So while it's cheaper to drive to and from work these days, it's more expensive to heat and light your house once you get there. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
I saw one calculation that televisions are 99.4% lower in 2026 compared to the inflation-adjusted price in 1950. That's not the trend for college tuition, healthcare services, or housing, or childcare. Better stop there. Now, the goal can be to stick a soft landing, calm prices down without falling into a pit. David Kelly is chief global strategist at JP Morgan Funds. He says that he's gone through all the data and concludes things are nicely balanced out for now.
That's right. You end up in an economy that's pretty stable, about 2% growth, no recession really on the horizon. I think the inflation rate will eventually, later this year, come down to 2%. I think the unemployment rate, if anything, will end up lower than it is now, so maybe at 4% by the end of the year. It's not brilliant, but it's certainly not bad. I think a fairly stable, moderate economy is where we are.
What was Winston Churchill's warning about governing, something about events, dear boy, events? We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but barring something bad, right?
I think the history of the 21st century is beware of the shock around the corner because it's probably something you never even considered. I think we're seeing so much frenzy in AI spending and AI infrastructure that there's some risk from that. And then there's geopolitical risk. So there's plenty of things that could go wrong. But really what I worry about for investors is not so much the economy is going to do something terrible to them. It's just that something does go wrong, they could get pretty badly hurt.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.